Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Yesterday, we reported on the work being done at the University of Florida and elsewhere to improve blueberry pollination. The berries, of course, rely on bees and other pollinators to produce fruit. And Dr. Rachel Malinger says this has become a real expense for growers.
Some growers do manage their own hives, but the vast majority of them rent. And they pay a price, you know, usually somewhere anywhere between $50 and $70 for a hive. And they bring in a number of hives, depending on how big their farm is. So it can be a pretty significant cost. Those obviously are rented. Then they go back to the beekeeper at the end of that season.
Dr. Malinger is referencing honeybees there, but growers also use bumblebees as pollinators. These bees are purchased because the colony does not live beyond the pollination season.
And in that case, they purchase them from a company. There's one main company that sells them. And they purchase them, they get shipped straight to the farm. They're there for the pollination period. They typically only last about 8 weeks before they die. So bumblebee colonies don't live for multiple years like honeybee colonies do. Growers have to purchase new bumblebee colonies every year.
You can learn more about pollinator ecology and conservation on her website, www.rachelmalinger.com. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. Learn more at www.aginfo.net.